It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to hour number two of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We want to get to Annie, who has been patiently waiting on hold and also patiently waiting in traffic. We're hearing that 43 South is something real bad right now, Annie. Can you give us an update?
I have no clue about 43 South. Every time I hear traffic reports, they're about somebody going 43 or 94 on the south side. I'm going 94 west, and usually this ride takes me 14 minutes. I've been on this road for 27 minutes,
man.
And I'm still not at close to my destination.
Boy, so it's traffic, it seems like, not just on 43, on 94 as well. And is there an accident, or is it just stalled vehicle? So, is there anything that you see, Annie?
Nothing I can see at all, and I've been going for a few miles here, and nothing at all explains the traffic report, the traffic that's going on here. But I think that everybody's trying to leave town early. I believe everybody got on the road this morning getting out of here, and that's what's stalling the people who actually have to go to work today.
Okay. Well,
Annie sound like me.
Yeah,
not everybody gets to go on vacation. Some of us got to go to work. Move it, Annie. Annie, let me tell you right now, sister. Don't listen to Telly, because Telly is rational. So he's gonna give you that law abiding, very nice advice. Annie, go on and hit that horn one time. Let me hear it. Go on and hit that horn. Go on and do it.
All right, Annie.
She did it. That's what I'm talking about, Annie. Let's go. Road rage. Don't worry, Annie.
Hey,
I got your back.
Road rage while you're laughing. See, there's nothing like it, man. Annie,
look,
thank you so much for calling.
Wait a minute. The person in front of Annie is like, what do you want me to do?
Right? Hey, look. No, they're probably thinking, why did you wait 27 minutes to finally blow, Annie? Like,
Annie, did you hear Telly? Telly said, and why you wait 27 minutes to blow at me? I'm in this with you. Annie, we got your back. So while you are waiting to get to work, while some others are going on vacation, stay locked in. We got your back, Annie. We love you and appreciate you, and hope
you
have a great day. We got you.
Thank
I love
you.
Annie, all right, take care, Annie. Annie blew that horn, boy. That's hilarious. Tell you what you say. The guy in front of her was like, I'm in here with you, Annie.
So, hey,
don't listen to me, y'all.
Hey, what if that person in front of her was like, she clearly just reached her boiling point. Like, like, why is that?
Telly. Now, you know I'm not in Milwaukee, so if anything happened to Annie, you got to go out. You go get your car.
That's
what
I'm saying. You be starting stuff and then be like, well, you know what? I love to reconnect with you, but sorry, can't reach you.
My stomach hurts, y'all. Well, all right. Good morning, T. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment, T?
Good morning, y'all. I wanted to comment on the traffic. Yeah, I say we were stuck in traffic. Me and my daughter was stuck in traffic trying to get her to school. But I was on 41 South. So all highways right now was backed up. It's just like a lot of them huge concrete or I don't know, all them construction trucks are moving slow and causing a lot of traffic on 41 too. And then I wanted to comment on the merging thing. That zipper effect is where it's at. Someone taught me the zipper effect, like in 2017. And man, I don't stop no more. There's like the reason why there's a lot of traffic is because people don't know how to merge. You got to merge like a zipper. And so ever since then, I
like
just keep going until I can't go no more, and I merge like a zipper. Yep.
Merge like a zipper. Okay.
I'm
feeling that.
Yeah.
Well, we saw that on our True Talking text line, too. Thank you so much, T. Gwendolyn on our YouTube message board, DT, says, everybody, their mamas, their kids, and grandmothers are out here this morning. This is crazy.
Man.
So, yeah.
Because, look,
yeah.
T was like, it's not just 43 South. It's not just 94 West. It is every interstate highway, expressway.
Everyone's trying to get out of here.
Well, lucky you remote then, huh, DT? And Telly, we get up at like 5, 6 in the morning to get here, so we good.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, Telly and Ricky, let me just say this. So, Truth Nation, I'm whispering because I don't want Telly to hear. Telly, again, is going to give you that law-abiding, tax-paying citizen advice. He's a role model. See, I'm not. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, for those that are thinking about, man, if there's so much traffic, am I going to be able to go to work? That's right. Leverage the traffic jams. Call in right now to your boss. Boss, it ain't looking too good out there.
It ain't looking good.
Work from home days. And you know how we do when we work from home Labor Day weekend, y'all. Go ahead. Listen. While Telly and Ricky are giving y'all updates on traffic, DT is over here telling you what you have right now. It's called leverage. Annie, pull over. Take the nearest exit. Tell your boss, I tried. I tried. Hey, get you a free day off, man.
I can just imagine.
Enjoy it. It's Labor Day weekend.
You call it and be like, boss, it ain't looking too good out there. I'm like, why? It's 70 degrees and sunny. Like, what are you talking about?
Again, do not listen. Do not listen to me if you're going to be like Telly and Ricky and be all L7 and straight. Listen, what you have right now, Truth Nation, is leverage. You have leverage. You can leverage this. You don't have to go into work today. Tell your manager, tell him, look.
She's about to get y'all fired.
Hey, man.
She is.
This,
you
it's
is
called leverage.
This coming from the same person that says, don't talk politics at work.
Boy, you is fired.
Look, not really a city girl says on our YouTube message board, hearing about the traffic issues this morning, this city bus is feeling real great right about now. What a smooth ride, LOL.
I ain't going to lie. The city bus be cool. Like, you sit back, the cold air.
The city buses is
okay. It's been a while, but last time I remember that, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
I'm not telling you not to go to work.
I can't relate.
Look, I'm not telling you not to go to work. I'm just telling you got leverage. Some of y'all right now, look, not really a city girl says on the YouTube message board, hearing about the traffic issues this morning, this city bus is feeling great right about now.
Yeah, you already read that one? My bad. Yeah, I just read that one. You had your headphones off. But.
So, yeah, full transparency. And I know one thing I love about me and Telly, we let y'all know this is live radio. So my son, look, he's traveling. We're literally like in the middle of nowhere. So.
My son's a black man. For that.
Shoot. You know, when your young black man is traveling in PWIs, you got to take that call and be like, you need anything.
No.
But Annie, if you're still listening, you have time. You can leverage. That's all I'm saying. I'm not telling you to not go to work, but I'm just saying.
Hey, you 27 minutes in. You going to go ahead and finish that. You think she's going to turn around now?
Look, Annie said that it usually takes her 14 minutes, and she is now it's probably, what, minute 31, 32?
Mm-hmm.
Annie, you have leverage.
All right.
You have leverage. All right.
She going to walk in there and be like, look, I ain't hearing that today.
It's the all right.
Look, watch this. Well, you know, Annie, if it doesn't work out, call Kyle Wallace. he may have an
Kyle got
he may have an opportunity for you here.
Kyle can help you out.
That's
Kyle
right.
Kyle get to the bottom of it.
Hey, here's some good news. Dwayne says Miller Parkway good to go. So that's at least one thing that's good.
Well, it sounds like everything else. Lisbon Avenue is moving.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand. Does Lisbon Avenue have traffic? I've never.
No, just full of potholes. That's all.
Full of a lot of things, but traffic. I know speeding is a problem on Lisbon Avenue, but I never knew it was a heavy traffic area.
Kiana says that I drive for Uber, and it's been so many airport trips this morning. Yeah, so everybody is getting out of town. So DT, we were late to the party saying that, hey, if they designed it right, they can get a 4 or 5 day weekend. Clearly, they already said, we know that, Telly.
And clearly we owe Truth Nation another apology because we was thinking y'all was trying to like ignore us.
Yeah,
we thought y'all had forgot about Telly and DT, but Thank you for letting us know. We love and care about y'all so much and just want to make sure that everybody is good. Now, speaking of everybody being good, I love this story. I love this story. So former NBA star Jalen Rose has banned all cell phone use at his Detroit high school during the school day. And he's calling the school day the office. So again, let me just give you some background, because Telly had introduced me to a lot of facts that I did not realize. Jalen Rose started a leadership academy. So it's the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy in Detroit, Michigan, on the northwest side of Detroit. This school has been in existence since September of 2011. It currently serves over 400 ninth through 12th grade scholars, as well as nearly 1,000 people have graduated from his leadership academy. So 1,000 alumni from the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. Now, we're going to play some sound from Jalen Rose as he is reminding his students about why we do not need to use cell phones, even to the fact where he has informed parents that in the case of an emergency, the school will notify the parents to call the office, because students are going to have to put their phones in a special bag anyway. But don't listen to me. Check this out.
So, I just learned we did the right thing by taking the phone. Standing next to three young men, and they were telling me, these guys think they can't get phone numbers without the phone. You ever heard of pen and paper right now? See, this is back in the day. See, this is a perfect example why we're taking the phone. How are they going to get girls' phone numbers without their phone?
By the time end of the day comes, we're going to use the paper with Instagram on it.
No. I think back in the old school.
Mr. Jones.
Now, what you just heard, again, was former NBA star Jalen Rose, who has banned all cell phone use at his Detroit high school, charter school, the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. When we come back, we're going to get Telly's reaction. We want to hear from you as well. Is Jalen Rose out of order for banning cell phones as his attempt to get students back focused on learning and increasing their SAT scores? Or is he in a lane that he needs to get out of? Does he need to zipper merge? Or get off the island. We come back, we're going to hear from Telly. We want to hear from you as well. 833-212-1017. This is the best morning show, y'all. Stay safe in that traffic. Get to your destination safe. We'll keep you updated as well. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
That's right, Truth Nation. You tell them people that's in your way, whether it's 94, 43, 794, roll out!
That was actually a good one, no, DT. That was a good one.
Hold on. On our YouTube message board, Travis said... Travis put on the YouTube message board, "Hey boss, I'm listening to 101.7 The Truth Black Talk radio station. Denise said I got leverage. That being said, I ain't gonna be able to make it today."
See? See, that's what I'm saying.
There's gonna be so many HR managers contacting me today. What did you say on the radio? All I said was leverage.
Be you. Do you. Said. That's what you said.
Look, because you know how black folks are. I ain't tell you to do all that. All I said was, and then right. We get amnesia quick than a mug.
Like, what you mean? You I didn't say that. It, but
You literally said, Denise. You literally said, Truth Nation, do it, do it, do it. Now you don't remember? I'm just playing. I got y'all's back. All right. Speaking of having your back, we love to support the Black-owned businesses in the community. So remember, as always, every Friday, Black Friday is tomorrow on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, powered by We Energies. Call in tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, so you can shout out your Black-owned business or your favorite Black-owned business. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line to call. Black Friday on Truth Be Told is powered by We Energies. I'm still, y'all. I'm gonna push back on y'all. This is free 99 marketing. Free 99.
Mm-hmm.
and we get maybe one or two calls every Friday. And I know there are way more black businesses that you either own or know. Call in tomorrow and let people know how they can patronize your business, yeah, whether it's a product or service.
Let's flood it this Friday. Like, look, I mean, we are almost begging. Like, let's at least try to get five black-owned businesses. Please call in tomorrow. It's free advertising. Let us know what your business is all about and how we can help others patronize your business. And speaking of business, August is Black Business Month, and the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is teaming up with Associated Bank to celebrate the excellence of black-owned businesses in our community. Together, we are committed to uplifting local organizations and supporting black businesses. If you missed the Black Business Spotlight Show hosted by Carrie Noni, you can listen again on Saturday at 11 a.m. She will spotlight three locally owned black businesses and tell their story of success. Whatever your financial needs are, Associated Bank can help. Member FDIC. Again, free advertisement on Friday. Let us know about your black-owned business. Now, before the break, Denise was talking about, well, she brought up Jalen Rose banning cell phones from his charter high school in Detroit, Michigan, and wanted my reaction to that. And I think we live in a day and age where there are such blurred lines between privilege and right, DT. Something that used to be a privilege to have. It was a privilege to have a cell phone. It was a privilege to have a pager when we were coming up. That was a privilege. That was not your right. So why is something that used to be a privilege is now, it's my right to have my phone. It's my right to do this. It's my right to do that. And so I think that if you are cutting something for the betterment, or what you feel is the betterment, like Donald Trump wants to cut the Department of Education for what we don't know. It's not to benefit anyone. But Jalen Rose wants to ban cell phones during school hours or business hours or office hours. I don't think that's a bad thing at all. And I applaud him, yes, because it's going to be for the betterment of you. It's for you to be able to focus more on what you need to be focused on during this time you're here.
It was funny. And here's the thing. Well, first, let me address why something that was originally a luxury item, now something that, you know, is considered secondary. It's very generational, Telly. When you and I were growing up, there were no cell phones. And we weren't introduced to cell phones in terms of, you know, a non-negotiable item until, I would say, the early 2000s. When you consider the younger generation, that is how they socialize.
Yeah.
When you look at, like, two-year-olds, I can't tell you how many times I see two-year-olds walk up to a television screen, it starts swiping. It is second nature. So this is very generational. So, yes, for Gen Xers, baby boomers, pretty much anyone 35 and older, cell phones, it's secondary. That's not the primary way that we were conditioned and socialized as part of connecting with others. That's not the case for younger millennials as well as Gen Zers. And now the new, was it Gen Alpha? So I think we also have to be considerate of the generational factor when students are like, what do you mean you're taking away my cell phone? How am I supposed to communicate? How am I supposed to socialize? How am I supposed to get that girl's phone number? If I can't have my cell phone, and that's fair. Yeah. And so as Jalen Rose is banning the cell phones, because he's done it. But if you notice, and I know it was hard to capture this listening to the audio, but if you do have a chance to look at the video, you can see that Jalen Rose, first of all, he's very much respected by the students. And that's a result of how he engages with the students. He obviously is hands on. He cares about the students. He listens to them. He meets them where they are. And it wasn't like a dictatorship. It wasn't a facet leadership style. It wasn't like, you will put your phone. I mean, he's like, hey, man, this is what we're trying to do.
Right.
So it to me, it was the messenger as well as the message. But most importantly, the delivery format. Mm-hmm. And as a communication coach, it's very important that people always say, well, I said the exact same thing. And sometimes it's not what you said, but how you said it. And Jalen Rose obviously has already invested in these students by making sure that they trust him. They know that he believes in them and their success, wants them to have an authentic academic experience, wants them to have skills that will place them for success in college or wherever they decide to do beyond high school. See, that's the model that we should be benchmarking. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Jalen Rose. Now, yeah. I know on we got Al. Al, good morning. I was wondering where you were, Al. You had me nervous. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
The comment is, I think that's wonderful that he's banning cell phones. But still, on the other hand, if something happens with the child, whether, you know, he needs to call his mother or father ASAP, I still think it should be some line of communication, even though you have some outstanding teachers there. The thing is, they might take a little too long. And when it comes to your child, whether they might be sick, maybe they might be getting ready to get into a fight, they might be getting ready to get into it with the teacher. I don't want to find out after school. I want to know right then and there.
But Al, you think if they're about to get into it with the teacher, they're going to stop and call you?
Well, no, they're not going to call. Well, if you raise your kids right and something's going on, you call Superman, which is your mother and your father, and let them deal with the principal or the teacher. I think it's a great thing he's banning it, but I still think it should be some line of communication.
Yeah.
Like my mother tells me, if something happened, you find me ASAP, because there's only going to be one hell raiser up there. Don't you do it. Because, see, sometimes when it comes to teachers, some of them take too long. Sometimes they don't tell the parents, and the parents have to find out after the kid got a knot on his face. So if the kid got a knot, now you got to go up here and deliver knot. I just think there should be a little leniency, because I know some people take 3 feet and go all the way down to Mississippi with it, but I still think it should be, you know, some type of thing with, you know, the cell phones. Because you can ban it, that's fine. But what if something happened, if it's a mass shooter, or they all got to go and all the police standing outside? I don't want to go off the what if, but I still think it should be, yeah, you know, a little something. Or tell him, just hide it in your book bag and keep it on silent and only use it in emergency. I just wanted to share that with you. That's all. Have a good weekend.
All right. Appreciate it,
Thank
Al.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah.
Weekend, too.
Yeah, I tell you what, DT, the whole time Al was talking, I was just thinking to myself, man, just think, there was actually life before cell phones.
I know. No, maybe June's going to give us some more insight on what that was like. Good morning, June. You were live with DT and Telly. Thanks for your patience. What is your question or comment?
My comment. So I totally agree with Jada. I went to school in the late 70s, early 80s. And high school, we didn't have phones or anything. I agree. You know, kids are just so not focused. I mean, I wish they would ban them on the job as well. You know, like in Walmart, Target. It's so annoying. You know, you can't even get help anymore. You know, this girl actually came to help me at Walmart. She literally, the person was talking to her while she was helping me.
So I agree with Jay. Totally ban them. We didn't have them a long time ago. It's not necessary at school. They need to stay focused. And I'm all in with Jalen.
Well, June, I'm all in with you, because thank you for reminding me that it's not just schools. But I'm with you. I can't tell you how many times I went to check out and the person that's supposed to be checking me out is looking at me crazy because I interrupted their phone conversation while they're at work. So good call out, June. We got to take a break. We come back. We're going to hear more from you. Your voice is valuable. It deserves to be heard, and you can get it heard here on the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. DT, we've been rolling ever since we had to kind of somewhat see if Truth Nation was awake. But once they got rolling and told us what was going on, as we are, we understand. It's a lot going on. Labor Day weekend. Some students are back in school this week. Most will return next week. Traffic. You got a bunch of stuff going on. But we were talking about Jalen Rose banning cell phones in his high school, his charter high school in Detroit. And we've been getting a lot of smoke on our True Talking text line. Hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Wayne has a great question that I want the answer to as well, Wayne. DT, as a communications yes. coach, how many times have you have to ask a room full of executives to place their phones face down in order to get full participation?
Well, first off, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that question. It depends on the situation or the room. If you truly want to have everyone focusing on you and not using their cell phones, you can level set expectations. So, for example, just want to go through some quick housekeeping rules. You know, if you need to use the restroom, the bathrooms are on the right side, go down the hallway, turn left, or we're going to have, you know, intermittent breaks. So that way everyone will have a chance to, you know, use their time to make phone calls, catch up on emails, text messages, whatever. That's one way to do it.
I
think, Wayne,
smart.
The purpose of you saying in terms of in any relationship, however you want someone to engage, you got to level set up front. Because what will happen, Wayne, if it's minute 10 and I'm not engaging the audience, I'm not connecting with them, and now I'm looking at a bunch of people's tops of their heads because they're looking at their phones, it's going to be difficult for me to say, hey, I need everybody to pay attention and put their cell phones down, which is what teachers tend to do. You have to level set in a very healthy and respectful way and say, hey, y'all, we're gonna make sure that we give everybody an opportunity to take plenty of breaks, to use their phones, catch up on emails, etc. I do ask that for the duration of this session that we are all in and present at the moment. Now, I'll joke, Wayne, and I'll say things like, you know, put your phone on, do not disturb, and tell the people to figure it out. Like, whoever's bothering you, tell them you're getting your life changed. So tell them to find somebody else to bother. I'll joke like that. Also, now, Wayne, I just got to say this. Stage presence is everything. If you were to go see Michael Jackson, Chris Brown, Beyonce, whoever you see as one of your favorite performing artists, you know that when they come on that stage, you're not going to be on your phone.
Right.
So it has to do with who's presenting and their ability to boom connect with the audience so that they don't even want to be on their phone. So those are the two things that you can consider. Hope that helped.
That's a great answer. I was just schooled because again, no,
I ain't gonna send you no invoice, Wayne, because that was free. That was free 99. Now the next time you got to book me.
Right, because DT, I'm just thinking as someone who doesn't do as much public speaking as you, those are things that I think about at times, because it's like, okay, do I have to ask a room full of grown folks to, you know, to shut up,
right,
or hey, get off your phones? And so you try to figure out, but I mean, by level setting like that, like you said, I mean, that is a great way to do it.
Yeah, you got to just level set. And then I know LT says, I think it's fine that he bans, speaking of Jalen Rose, cell phones from students in his school because it is his school. However, does he have a direct correlation between the ACT scores and the use of cell phones? Because the ACT is more than just studying in school. Rules like this come out because students are using their phones in class instead of paying attention. And once you can prove that you cannot do the right thing, then liberties are taken away as they should be. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but this is a very successful school, as DT reported earlier, that there's been 1,000 graduates out of this school. And if you go and do some of the research and look up Jalen Rose's school, there's a lot of schools. It's almost guaranteed, pretty much, if you graduate there, you're going to college. You're going somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Go
ahead.
I can't take credit, Telly. You made a great point, because I, until Telly informed me of this, number one, I I thought Jalen's Leadership Academy was relatively new, like maybe 3 or 4 years. Mm. Telly said no. You know, while the media was focusing on LeBron James, Jalen Rose started this school over, you know, 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah, well, so, before
Telly,
LeBron
thank you for bringing
school.
That to my, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, no problem. It just, again, we were just talking about it, you know, off the air when the media attention, when LeBron, you know, opened his school, I Promise School in Akron. I mean, it's such a great thing. And you would think more people would do things like that. When you're getting these massive contracts, you have the ability to go back and influence. And you hear about these stories here and there, and then they kind of get pushed under the rug for, you know, bigger celebrities or, you know, the next story that comes around. Because recently, Russell Westbrook has purchased he's going to build 150 homes in inner city L.A. for low income housing. And the same thing
and
for Tobias Harris. Yeah. Yeah. So these are the stories that I used to and still enjoy telling, because you only hear about the bad things that people are doing. But shout out to Jalen Rose for staying steady, staying true to his mission. He wanted to go and put a charter school and give people an opportunity in the same neighborhood that he was, I mean, that he grew up in as well.
Absolutely. And I love the mission. Enter a learner, exit a leader. Good morning, Brian. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. Love your show. I just wanted to say I salute Jalen Rose for what he's doing. And the bigger picture is this, that it's good that somebody's taking a stand against these cell phones, especially when it comes to trying to inform people about what's going on, especially in schools. I mean, schools are your first line of brainwashing. Well, I take that back, not brainwashing, education, let's put it that way. So I think the ban against cell phones is making the elites understand that the whole structure of education breaks down if somebody can just do their education on a cell phone. See, I think it goes bigger than what Jalen Rose is doing. I think they're getting scared of thinking that if these kids think that they can do just Google everything on their cell phone, they can question the teachers, and that creates anarchy in the classroom. Because if a teacher says this is this, what's to stop a child from Googling it on his phone in the class, challenging the teacher, causing a whole argument? So yeah, there has to be some controls on cell phones.
I agree. Brian, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and perspective. We've been talking about Jalen Rose, his Leadership Academy. And again, see, that's why I love having Telly as the co-host, because he's very well acclimated, obviously, in sports. I had no idea that Jalen Rose School has existed since 2011. And the mission of the school, or I should say the mantra, I love this, Telly, enter a learner, exit a leader.
Yes, yes.
Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. Go on, brother.
Yes, doing it.
can I just make a side note, Telly? This is very random before we get into Truth or Dare with you. What in the BB King is going on with these Nats? I feel like the Nats during the pandemic went on a major reproductive initiative. They are everywhere. Why are the Nats taking over the world population?
Man.
And I mean, you know, it used to be where you know, oh, okay, I didn't left some fruit out on the kitchen table, or I left food out. There is literally no article, no cups, no nothing. And it is Nats. And I know there's, what is going on?
I have no idea, because they clearly find their way in the studio as well. And I'm like,
wait a minute. I told you. And these, is it S.C. Johnson, which I believe is headquartered in Wisconsin? Dear S.C. Johnson, if you are listening, because again, you are headquartered in Wisconsin. I forget which city or town. Y'all help me out, Truth Nation. Starts with the R, I believe. The products that you traditionally have manufactured to get rid of bugs, insects, they ain't working no more. These gnats drink that stuff like it's Kool-Aid. The formula, it needs to be stronger. As we are going to be cooking out this weekend, we're going to have food on the kitchen counters, on the buffet, on the deck, on the patio. Please, S.C. Johnson,
yes.
Do better.
Yes.
Because this stuff is like Kool-Aid to these mosquitoes and gnats.
For
They'd be
sure.
like, ooh, give me some more.
Give me some.
Spray some more. Give me some more. Yes. Anywho, I just had to get that off my chest. All right, Truth Nation. Are we ready? We're going to do some truth or dare. We want to take a break, Rick, or we want to go ahead and get into it. It's up to you. You the producer. All right. When we come back, y'all, truth or dare with Telly. Will he take a dare? This week's theme of truth or dare, you got it. It's going to be about students. Stay locked in. 833-212-1017 is our truth and talk. Excuse me. Truth Talk and text line. We so appreciate you listening as you are getting ready for work and or your Labor Day weekend. Stay locked in. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You know, when we do our after or during break conversations, Telly, we're going to have to start doing this after dark because, you know, that's why I was like, hold on.
I'm tempted to bring that off the break conversation on the air, but this is just one individual. So
I'll play with my Savannah now.
Yeah.
I'll be on the first thing smoking. Savannah, you know I don't play with you. All right, y'all. Oh. I got to read some of these messages really quick before we get to Truth or Dare. On our YouTube message board, you can go to YouTube right now and subscribe to 101.7 The Truth so you don't ever, ever have to miss any of your favorite segments. 816 Apologia Salt says on YouTube, they should pay y'all to talk all day. My favorite segment, for real, for real. Thank you for that love. Also says, you are funny, DT, because, you know, we was talking about this gnat epidemic. These gnats, y'all, be careful over Labor Day weekend, because if they get into your food, just tell yourself it's protein, because they everywhere. And when you spray, them gnats be like, man, good looking out. I was thirsty, too. Appreciate you. Yeah, see, Johnson, do better. All right. Are we ready to get into this Truth or Dare segment? Y'all help Telly out. Let us know how you feel as well. Truth or Dare, our segment this week is going to focus on, you got it, students and going back to school. DJ Ricky, hit him with that Truth or Dare kickoff music. Hey, I love it. Telly, you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, y'all, truth or dare. Now, Telly, remember, you can take a dare. If you don't want to reveal your truth, you can take a dare. And me and Ricky, we are ready to give you that dare. It's
boy,
up to
would you.
You
look at the time.
No, and we got plenty of time. Come on. That's your truth of the matter right there. We got plenty of time. All right. Teacher reads your text message out loud or teacher tells the whole class your grade.
Come on. Ooh.
You can dare.
Come on. I'm going to say teacher tells the whole class my grade.
Because you are a nerd and you know you already have an A. Look at you, overachiever.
I was going to say I was not a good student in high school. So, but I would figure, look, hey, that's my grade. Y'all probably got the same thing I got. So I ain't tripping.
Dude, if that teacher was like, all right, Denise, Miss Chatty Patty, either I'm going to read that text message out loud or I'm going to tell the whole class you're great. I'd be like, I'm failing. I got an F.
Like, look,
I'll tell you myself.
Like, look, we can move on from that because what's on this text message?
What? Look, I'll be like, I am failing, okay? I got a C in this class. I got a D in science. I got a C+ I'm working on.
Like,
but you ain't about to, you ain't about to read my text message.
Like, look, I'm going to try harder. Right, I'm going to get a tutor. But you ain't about to read this text message.
Look, what they say, what the elders say, when you tell on yourself, baby, can't nobody tell on you. Tell on yourself.
Right.
And can't nobody tell on you. All right. Multiple choice or essay?
Essay for me. Totally.
Really?
Yeah. My multiple choice confuses me sometimes because I'll overthink it and be like, are they really saying this or is it really that? And I'll start doubting myself. But if I have an essay to explain what I'm trying to say, or yeah, I can do that.
So you didn't know the rule? This is my rule. Because let me know, because I know kids are listening. study, baby, study. But if you happen to
multiple choice, go with B.
Always go with, but see, I was like, always go with C.
Always go with C.
When in doubt, go with C.
Yeah, see.
But we're not encouraging that. Study, baby,
yeah,
study.
Because
y'all,
that
study
didn't
now.
Work for me, y'all.
You see what we doing at 6 o'clock in the morning. Go get your education. All right, here we go. Don't be a loser like talk radio show host. Like, go get your education.
Don't be like me.
Come on. All right, here we go. Recess or lunch?
Come on. Oh, I was a recess guy. Well, although I was a chubby kid too, so I like both.
I was chubby and I was ready to eat. Why we only got 20 minutes to eat lunch?
Right.
And I was a Cheetos girl. It'd be Cheetos all over my shirt and my fingers. Yeah.
Hey, you got 20 minutes. On the 17th minute, you just unwrapping and got everything laid out. My friends used to always get mad at me. They were like, Charlie, why you got all your stuff laid out? Because I have to have my ketchup on this. And then,
oh, you were that guy.
Oh, man. But
you
then
were that
it's
guy.
Like it wasn't no time for me to eat. By the time I had everything straightened out.
Y'all, help us out. Truth Talking Text Line is 833-212-1017. We got a couple more for you, Telly. All right, here we go. Prom or homecoming?
Homecoming.
Really?
Yeah, homecoming. I mean,
why?
Because I think people put way too much emphasis on being a prom king or queen. Like, it really doesn't matter after that night. Unless you 20 years from now, yeah, I was the prom king. But I think
you were nothing but the prom fang. Shout out to Chris Rock, New Jack City, Pookie. Right. Rest in peace.
But I think the appropriate amount of attention is put on homecoming. Like, nobody really remembers the homecoming king and queen. Just like,
what?
Like, do you remember yours?
Absolutely.
I have no idea. I think my boy Hollywood won homecoming king, but that's it.
And then when you talk about HBCUs, you know, like, it just gets you ready for the HBCU homecoming experience, which is actually about to start later next month through the mid-October.
Yes, it
what?
Is. Yeah.
Shoot.
Oh, believe me.
All right.
I got a lot of friends that are HBCU grads, and this day season, it's like, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, they preparing.
And they be getting, like, real celebrities, like, coming to the stage, TSU homecoming performance, Beyonce! I mean, they got a budget like no other. All right, y'all.
Well, how y'all can't afford no books? But anyway. Anyway, I digress.
I'm not messing with you today, Telly. I'm not messing. Wait a minute. Hold on. There ain't no air conditioning in my kid's dorm room, but you got Beyonce.
But you got Beyonce. I'm not. Okay. All the single ladies, I guess.
There are gnats everywhere in my child's roast beef in the student union building. But y'all had. All right. Telly, stop talking.
Look,
I'm trying to be professional.
And look, we got to go ahead and take it on to the end now, so we may as well keep it going. Right, Ricky?
All right.
Are we taking
last
it to the
one.
End?
Last one. Whew. Cheerleader or mascot?
Oh, is that what would I rather be or?
You almost made me say a bad word. Cheerleader or mascot? Boy, I almost got FCC on us today.
Well,
it was literally about to roll off my tongue.
In your case, you want to be a mascot because mascots aren't allowed to talk. So
he's
you
like,
can't say a bad word.
Do you mean?
He'd be like, this little, hey, be like, this little dude has stepped on my foot. And all you'd be like, meow, 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 meow. Knowing you want to curse.
Y'all, Telly is a fool. I'm literally about to just drop this mic and start my day because Telly got my stomach hurting. He's got tears running down my face. Thank y'all, Truth Nation, for staying tuned in as you're navigating through traffic. Listen, we hope we made your commute to work a little bit easier with some entertainment and some information. We love y'all so much. Stay locked in because now you've got 9 more hours. Because some of y'all might be in traffic for 9 hours. So you might as well just stay on locked in to 101.7 The Truth. Up next, Sherwin Hughes, make it a great day. We love you. Tell somebody you love them. Have a wonderful, wonderful kickoff to your Labor Day weekend. Telly and I are going to be back tomorrow to get your Labor Day weekend started on a great note. Lord willing, we're going to hear and see y'all tomorrow.
Peace out.